So the final score from the Calvert Stadium this afternoon was Northallerton Town 1, Alnwick Town 4. In their final match before Christmas, Northallerton Town were giving out gifts as they presented Alnwick with 3 points in what was quite clearly their worst performance of the season by quite some distance. Northallerton actually started reasonably well. Gav Parkin had hit the post early on, and they were given the lead after 37 minutes when Colin Anderson was brought down in the penalty area by Alnwick goalkeeper Dan Mullin, and Danny should have slotted home from the penalty spot. But it was an injury to debut-making goalkeeper James Howarth soon after that turned the match against Northallerton, and he took a nasty kick in the head when saving at the feet of Tony Brown. And although he carried on until half-time, it clearly affected him, and it did have a bearing on Alnwick's equaliser, which came in the final seconds of the half. It was a ball in from the right-hand side from Brown, and it found Dale Kennedy at the far post, and his header went into the far corner of the net, although the ball actually came out of the net again and rolled behind. And at first it was unsure whether it had actually gone in, but the linesman said it had, and I think everybody agreed that it had anyway. And it was 1-1, but Howarth immediately sort of collapsed to the floor, obviously feeling the effects of the earlier injury. And there was quite a lot of concern for him at that particular time. An ambulance was called. The referee decided to blow for half-time, took the players off the pitch. I said there's probably only about 30 seconds of the half left anyway. An ambulance was called. It held the second half up for about 15-20 minutes before obviously Howarth was taken off to hospital with concussion. Northallerton then had to reorganise. Stephen Banks went in goal in the second half, and Grant Hickman came on in his place at right back. But Northallerton were affected by that in the early stages of the second half, and they conceded twice in 5 minutes to basically end the match as a contest. Brown put Alnwick ahead in the 47th minute when he found space inside the penalty area to slot past Banks. And then just 3 minutes later, it was a corner from the right-hand side. Brown flicked on at the near post, and James Jackson arrived to head into the empty net from about 2 yards. Northallerton huffed and puffed, but they never threatened a comeback. They never even really tested the Alnwick goalkeeper in the second half. They had a couple of efforts over the bar. Colin Anderson fired over. Gav Parkin put a free kick over the bar. But it was Alnwick who scored a fourth goal, 20 minutes from time. It was a second for Kennedy, and it was a good finish as well. He chipped the ball home over Banks from the edge of the penalty area to make it 4-1. And Northallerton can now go into the Christmas break really with a lot to think about ahead of the meeting with North Shields in 2 weeks' time. So final score from the Calvert Stadium this afternoon is a disappointing Northallerton Town 1, Alnwick Town 4.